Beitza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3:5. Behema, if you have an animal, and this is specifically an animal that's kachim, it's a sacrificial animal imbued with kedusha, shemesa, and if it dies on Yom Tov, lo yezizena mimkoma, says the Mishnah, you may not move it from its place, it's muktzah. Now, this is true whatever the backstory of this animal might have been, because since it's kachim, and now it's dead without having proper shechita in the Azara, there's a overarching Isser Hana, one simply may not derive any benefit whatsoever from such an animal. And that being the case, nothing you can do with it. Since you can't do anything with it, it becomes Muktza on Yom Tov, no ifs, ands, or buts. Now, the case of a regular animal that wasn't Kachim, there it gets a little more complicated and depends on a number of factors and the range of opinions. I'm not going to discuss that here, really. But we know that our Mishnah is talking about a behema, an animal that is specifically kachim, because we contrast it with, right now, the next case, which is very similar. Umaisa once happened, vishalu es Rabbi Tarfon olea al valachala. They once asked Rabbi Tarfon a question regarding a kachim animal that had died, as well as chala, that is the portion of dough that's separated for the kohanim, shenitma, that became tame. And therefore you see that the behemoth we're talking about here is very much analogous to the separated challah, just as that challah has a kedusha to it, has to be kept bittahara, and once it becomes tame, it basically becomes sort of useless. So too, we're talking about an animal which is sort of useless, because under normal circumstances, an animal carcass could be fed to dogs or the like, but certainly one may not, in any circumstance, feed a kachim animal to dogs, or even redeem it on for its kedusha in any way on Yom Tov. So this very question was raised from Tarfon, and v'nichnas, the Beis HaMidrash, he actually went then to inquire in the Beis HaMidrash, vishal, he asked, may one somehow move either this dead animal carcass, which had been a korban, destined to be a korban, as kachim, or may one move chala that became tame, v'amru lo, and they said to him, lo yazizam imkomam, they say no, they cannot be moved from their place, they're both muktzah and cannot be moved. So first of all, why? Again, so when it comes to the animal, we just said it's intrinsically useless because there's an Isser Hana, a prohibition of getting any benefit. When it comes to Chala, it technically is not actually Asr Bahana. There isn't actually a prohibition against benefiting from Tame Chala, but it has to be burned. It has to be destroyed, whether you're going to burn it in a fire or feed it to your animals. And the destruction of Chala is prohibited on Yom Tov. And that being the case, you can't do anything with this chala. You can't do anything other than destroy it. Destroying it is forbidden. And therefore, again, it becomes muktzah and useless. So in both those cases, nothing can be done. And they're muktzah. Now, certainly Rabbi Tarfon knew that these things are muktzah because he knew nothing could be done with them. So what was he going to the Beis Midrash to ask? So he was concerned that maybe there's some leniency he was unaware of, which would allow these things to be moved just for the sake of their kavod, meaning, of course, this is something which was invested with the sanctity of being a would-be offering, and therefore it's sort of a disgrace to this animal now to be lying there with flies over it, etc., rotting away in the sun. Same goes with the challah, that's a special gift to Kohanim, invested with a kedusha, required to remain tahor, and for it to just be lying around unprotected when who knows what will happen to it, again, seems like, you know, not befitting something of that level of sanctity, or which had been that level of sanctity, but the halach is clearly that no, they're muktzah, nothing can be done. Unfortunately, they're left till after Yom Tov.